Since the start of the pandemic, use of the Timmins Food Bank has grown steadily. Organizers even had to change the way food is distributed. Still, Timmins Food Bank Chairman Rick Young remains optimistic, mainly because of the generosity of the community. "I just hope it's going to level off eventually," he said. "It has taken a real strain on us food-wise and on our volunteers. It's getting tougher on them too. We had to cut back a little bit because of COVID. We have 31 volunteers and we've had to have them come in a little bit on shifts. We have people coming in on the off hours doing the work that's normally done in the day. Because of COVID, it's the only way we can work it right now. I can't thank the volunteers enough. We can't take on any more volunteers right now because of COVID." He has had many offers for new volunteers. But once the pandemic is over, they will accept new ones. Previously, food bank users were able to come in and shop for their food using a point system. Now, bags are made up in advance. One bag has items like bread and buns, a second is the main food items, and a third has essential items, such as a few rolls of toilet paper, plus frozen meat and vegetables get added to it at the last minute. The distribution is held where weekly sit-down meals were hosted pre-pandemic by the Lord's Kitchen. People come in, register, follow the arrows, get their three bags, and then there is a little area with free issue stuff where they can add a few more items, Young explained. They walk out of here with three pretty big bags of food. With the new system, some of the families who rely on the food bank were coming up short, so organizers reacted. "Some people weren't getting enough food to last a month," he said. "We let them start use the food bank twice a month. It's not etched in stone. We're going to keep doing this as long as we can keep the food on hand. So far, it looks like people aren't abusing it. The ones with families are using it twice a month, but it looks like singles are only using it once a month." The food bank also started doing a takeout lunch, dinner on Saturdays. "It is also growing. We started with 25 and now it's up to 70 and it looks like it's going to creep up a little more yet," he said. He said there are more single people relying on the food bank now. "It was always 65 children, families, and 35 adults, singles, weekly. Now, it's reverse," Young said. "We had 121 adults last Wednesday and 21 children, and 29 snack packs for homeless people. That's a lot of food for a week. Special snack packs for the homeless consist of items ready to eat that don't have to be cooked or heated. Despite the increase in need, so far donations have kept pace. I can't believe all the companies, businesses and individuals, they're all struggling but some find enough to give to people who have less than they do," Young said. "I just can't thank enough the businesses and people who are helping the food bank. Without them, we wouldn't be in existence." Young was the Grand Marshal at the Timmins Santa Claus Parade this year. He was moved by the generosity of parade goers. "We ended up with a full truckload of donations and $450 in cash," he said. "We had young kids coming up to me with loonies and twoonies for the food bank. It really warms your heart to see how generous people are in Timmins." He said there are a few items that are on the food bank's wish list if people plan to donate during the holiday season. "The main thing right now is canned pasta, canned stew," Young said. "Also, cookies and cereal. And if people pick up fresh vegetables, carrots, cucumbers, we really like giving things like that out. The local farmers right now, we're picking up potatoes and have enough to give out to January. The next major food drive will be held on December 11th, involving emergency services and auxiliary police. Plus, an old favorite in Timmins could return sometime in 2022. I don't know if you remember from 4 or 5 years back, but I got a call from Ontario Northland and they would like to bring back Stuffy Bus," he said. "Maybe in the summer or after Christmas sometime. Between now and Christmas we get a lot of donations from school or whatnot. But that was a very popular thing and we would be very interested in bring it back again."